Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What motivates a person to give millions of dollars away to organizations to help people improve their quality of lives? Where does she get the ideas to create enjoyable, healthy, exciting events that mobilize people by the thousands? How does she find the staying power to develop these events into lasting statewide milestone moments that mark the lives of citizens in such a way that people plan their schedules around it? Our guest today, Carol Kai, is here to share about her leadership in Hawaii and how her relationship with Jesus Christ has made a difference in her life and through her, yours and mine. We pause. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. To remind you, dear friend, that there is always hope. Whatever it is that you're facing at this very moment, a challenge that could be so daunting it looks to you like a Goliath-sized challenge. No matter what it is, no matter where you've been, what you've done, what you're going through, the Lord loves you. And he knows you. And he reaches his hands out to his arms outstretched to embrace you. You know how I know? Because Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And my dear friend, Christ calls you to himself today. Would you turn to him? Would you bring your burdens to him? Would you open your heart and receive him as your Lord and Savior today? And turn from whatever it is in the past that you know is not pleasing to the Lord and turn to God and walk with him. Carol Kai is known for the annual event, the Carol Kai International Bed Race, which went on from 1974 to 1994. And the Great Aloha Run started in 1985. The Great Aloha Run has given over $10 million to more than 150 worthy organizations in Hawaii. She's volunteered for both events. She was a professional entertainer from the time she graduated from the University of Hawaii with a degree in music. She performed in Waikiki, in the Reno, Tahoe, Las Vegas circuit, and all over Asia. She's the executive producer and co-host of the hit karaoke TV show Hawaii Stars. And her stage performances with the wildly popular local divas that included Nohelani Cipriano and Melvin Lead and the late Loyal Garner. Carol's sustenance is her strong Christian faith. She's here to talk with us today, heart to heart. Carol, welcome to our show.
Nice to be here, Danny. Thank you so much for that undeserved, introduction. But I'm very happy to be here. And whatever I can share, I hope that it touches somebody out there. If it reaches just one person, then we will have achieved our goal.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the McCully and McKinley High School area. And I had a very, simple childhood. My mother was a single parent, she taught me. She was raised as a child in the late 20s, 1920s, in Kahalu Valley with her 9 other siblings. And she learned the true meaning of aloha from the Hawaiian families who were living there. And they shared with my uncles and my mother and aunties, everything that they had with no reservations, you know. And so she taught me that we need to give back to people because that's the way to grow up, you know, and that's mm-hmm. the way to be. Sadly, she had to work, so she couldn't do any volunteering. So that's why initially I wanted to do volunteering to honor my mother. And so she gave me the bug. And but then I became a Christian, and so it took on greater meaning for me that I try to remember the scripture from, I think it's Micah. It says, "And what does the Lord require of you? To love mercy, to act justly, and to walk humbly before your God." So all the things that I have achieved is not because of me, but it's because the Lord had a plan for me to use me from very humble beginnings to effect, change, hopefully, for people's health and to help them where there's need in the community, and to also bless our military, because I feel so much for the military.
The Lord implants in a way that really only He can. Mm-hmm. The heart of a young girl, a heart of compassion, a heart of tenderness, the seeds of which years later we're going to grow into something that will multiply exponentially to impact the lives of people. You mentioned your mother. Would you say that she was one of the people who influenced you most in your early years?
Oh, absolutely. Because she initially gave me the idea that no matter what you do, if you believe in what you're doing, you can achieve greater things than you thought you could. And then she always sent me to, church. When I was growing up, we went to Makiki Christian Church. And, excuse me. thank you. I need that to wipe my nose and my eyes. Anyway, so I have been going to church all my life. And, but I didn't really connect, becoming a Christian until I went to a church called Faith Fellowship. Mm-hmm. And that's where I got my really strong, Bible study experience, and really learning to connect with God. Or, you know, the most important thing I have to say is that people need to not just think of God as a sounding board, but they have to know how awesome He is, that He created the galaxy, He created the universe, He created everything that is wonderful on this planet, and that we cannot minimize Him, because when you start to think of Him as the awesome, mighty God, then you will be able to connect in the right way with Him. Because that's what He wants. He wants you to be full of gratitude. And that's what my life is all about now, is being very grateful for anything I have. For the house that my husband and I live in, we don't call it ours, but we call it the Lord having us be caretakers of this. Mm-hmm. And the yard that we have is our sanctuary that He's allowed us to be caretakers of. So everything that I have is not mine. It's the Lord who grants it to me. And if you look at it that way, then the door is open to you being blessed even more, because you're not looking at it for yourself, but you're looking at receiving things so that you can pass it on to others.
Exemplary. Someone who has influenced many, someone who lives a life of selflessness, but she attributes these things, these qualities, her way of perceiving what she has, and understanding the things that she has as a steward, she attributes that as having come from the Lord himself.
But it wasn't always that way, because when I was in entertainment, I was a totally self-absorbed, self-centered person that I wanted to everything I did was, of course, I still had my mother in the background saying, give, 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 and do, do, do for others. But I wanted to be a star. I wanted to be, but that was a stepping stone for me to learn how to be, get myself into position to, be at a certain place so that I could get a job or something. But it also taught me, perseverance, because mm-hmm. if you want to be a star, you have to have many, many rejections and not be afraid to let people step on your head. Mm. And take all the blows that you get from people. But because of my Christian faith, that was always in the back of me, I didn't have to sleep my way up. Because a lot of performers, to get where they want to go, they have to sleep their way up. In fact, when I was performing as a co-headliner with Don Rickles in Vegas, I don't know if you know him, but he was a very famous comedian, mm-hmm. and I also performed for Shecky Green and some of these wild comedians. Because as a singer, you can open for a comedian. But when I was in Vegas, I was supposed to go with the Johnny Carson group, and they were going to, quote, make me a star. And I thought, wow, that's so cool. That's so wonderful. I'm at my prime, and I can do this. And then the cruel reality came when one of them, the guy said, oh, I want you to meet this general manager of this big hotel in Vegas. And I said, okay, I'm going to bring Grandma Ewing with me. She's a lady I lived with who was like 70-something years old. And she was with me everywhere because, I didn't have anybody. So I dragged her along with me. And he said, Grandma Ewing. I said, yeah, she's my date. She goes with me everywhere. He says, no. You have to go by yourself because he likes Asian women. I said, what does that mean? And he says, and I said, one of these days I might be, lieutenant governor of the state of Hawaii, and I can't do that kind of stuff. I can't have a spotted name. And he goes, what? You're just a girl singer. You're a dime a dozen. And so that was a defining moment for me. And I said, at that time, I said, Lord, I'm not really a strong Christian, but I need to make a decision. So I decided to come home, give up, going after the bright lights, and because, they would have put me on Hollywood squares, and, there was a group that could shove you into stardom, throw it on people's face. But I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to compromise. I guess my mother was praying for me and other people were praying for me. And so I came home and continued on at $150 a month, but that I was happy.
Carol, as you share these things, it takes us back to the formation of character, the kind of conviction that was developed early on, some of which maybe would have been hard to describe at that time, but there was something inside that gave you a moral compass. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, you'll hear more from Carol Kai. A local girl grew up, her mother having such a profound influence on her, already putting the seeds of compassion and grace and generosity. But she had to take on many turns along the way, which included a striving and even a level of success in stardom. When we come back, you'll hear how she came to Christ and the difference that Jesus has made in her life. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back with more from Carol Kai.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
In 1993, Carol Kai became the executive producer and co-host of the hit karaoke television show Hawaii Stars. She and her creative partners also produced Keiki Stars, Chefs in Paradise, Junkenpo Hawaii, Hawaii Stars TV documentaries, and finally the annual Weinberg Foundation concert for 16 years. Over 1,200 shows have been aired. She's in studio with me today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us because this is a rare moment where Carol Kai shares her heart and life and how the Lord has helped her and guided her in certain areas where, you know, you come to the crossroads. We come to the crossroads in our lives. We have to make decisions. And sometimes God gives us grace to make the right decisions that preserve our future in ways that could certainly have been compromised if we went the other way. To find out more about our show, maybe you're tuning in right now. You want to catch the show in its entirety. You can get the podcast for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Carol, struck me that you had this point of compromise to, as others have done, and it's a way, perhaps a way of stardom, to sleep your way to the top. You refused to do that. The first moment of decision making, but you did mention that you sensed that God had put in you a hope for your future. You didn't know all
no,
that it was going to be.
No, I had no idea what was ahead of me.
How did you become a Christian?
I guess I've been, you know, kind of a Christian all my life, but I really came to God from Faith Fellowship, Pastor Mel Schmeiser, who's no longer here. Mm-hmm. He kind of guided me as especially when I started the Great Aloha Run in 1985, we started it on a Sunday with a hope and a prayer. And if you went to our application booklet, you'll see my my story of how we started. And on the night before, it was horrible, but it ended up, through God's grace, wonderful. But after the success of that first year, Pastor Mel pulled me aside and he said, "Do you love the Lord?" I said, "Yeah, of course I do." And he goes, "Well, do you think the Lord would be happy if you had thousands of people running the streets for charity on a Sunday?" I said, "Well, all runs are on Sundays." And he goes, "If you love the Lord, you need to make a decision." And I went, "When am I going to do it?" He said, "You'll find it." And so I found President's Day, Monday. Hmm. And that was another defining moment. I had to make the decision whether I wanted to keep the Lord's Day special or not. And that was another challenge for me. But, you know, God is good, because we moved it to a Monday. And I said, "The Lord, I don't know how we're going to get anybody to come and run on a Monday, but I'm going to leave it up to you, because if we leave it in your hands, that you will guide us. And if it's not supposed to be, then if it's not your will, then it won't. It'll fail." But we've had a wonderful ride. The second year we were on a President's Day, and it's next President's Day in February 2014 will make 30 years.
Hmm. Well, congratulations to you.
That was another challenge, Carol. Yeah?
Wow. How did you get the idea for the Great Aloha Run?
Well, you know, I had been doing the bed race every Saturday for 10 years. And we wanted to make more monies for the charities. So I started a little run, and it was the bed race fun run. And we made maybe $50,000 more. And then the city shut us down. They said, "No more runs, too many runs." So I was beside myself, and I hooked up with Dr. Scaff. God brought me to him.
Dr. Jack Scaff.
Yes, Dr. Jack Scaff.
The cardiologist.
Yes, and I told him my situation. He said, "Oh, that's terrible," because he's kind of like, African Queen, the guy who was the ship handler on African Queen. I'm going, "Can you help me?" He said, "I'm going to help you, because it's not right." So he gave me his, that's why we did it on a Sunday. He gave me his date for his clinics for a Sunday. And he helped me for the next 20 years to do the run. And he did the run. He put the run together. And I just went out and got sponsors, et cetera, you know. And the Lord just blessed us that way. And so I was doing the bed race and the run simultaneously. But after 10 years, I said, something's got to give. I can't be volunteering for two things, and I have no income coming in. I got to make a living somewhere. So I gave up the bed race in 1994, and continued on with the Great Aloha Run.
What has been the most challenging thing? And I want to talk about the most rewarding thing, but what has been the most challenging thing for you in your leadership with the Great Aloha Run?
Well, you know, getting more people to participate and to look for sponsors, but, you know, I give it up to the Lord, because I remember I went to this one banker. I won't give you his name. And I walked into the place. This was during the bed race. And this helped me to carry on for the Great Aloha Run too. And the secretary greeted me. And she said, "What do you want?" I said, "Oh, I came to see Mr. So-and-so." She said, "You're always asking for money." And so I said, I'm so sorry. And she said, you wait here. So I heard her with the door open. She said, oh, that pest Carol Kai is here. And I'm sure she's going to ask for money. He said, tell her to leave. And the whole office was listening. They, you know how when somebody speaks, everybody's ears are, they're like elephant ears, all listening and watching me. And I was so embarrassed, and I tears started to roll down my eyes. And I said, I'm so sorry. I bothered you, and I won't bother you again. So I walked out of there, and I said, I'm going to quit. I don't want this embarrassment of being rejected. And then something hit me, and I said, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for the greater good. So at that point in time, that was a defining moment, that who cares about rejection as long as you're doing the right thing for the right reason and that the Lord is with you. So I never looked back.
Hmm. You talked about having to go through some rough times. You know, that stirs me up, Carol. Because
it does?
It stirs me up because it takes courage. It takes courage to stick your neck out, so to speak, to go out on a limb like that. It takes more courage to be rejected and embarrassed, and then it takes more courage to keep going. So I see the hand of God.
Oh, the Lord was with me.
You know, because to help you process that and to create a greater resolve within you to carry on. And of course, looking back, you see what is taking place and what the Lord has enabled to happen. It has continued to grow. But these defining moments are lessons for all of us as you speak about these things.
Rejection is just part of life, though, you know. And because the Lord, Jesus was rejected, he was crucified, you know. And so I realized that when I took that and I said, you know, I'm not even suffering anything, not even anything that the Lord suffered. And so I should be very grateful that I have a chance to understand what he's going through or what he went through.
Mm.
And that brings me back to when I was performing at the Mandarin Oriental in Hong Kong. It was a very prestigious room, and it was a beautiful room. And I happened to be able to, you know, be fortunate enough to be the presenting person there. I think my second or third night, no, it was the weekend. It was a Friday night. And I brought my girlfriend, Lo Ling, with me, who is now a strong on fire Christian. I mean, she is just blazing fire. Lo Ling Johnson. Anyway, she was acting as my manager because I always took somebody with me. And she wasn't a Christian at that time. And in fact, she smoked and drank, and I got sick, and I said, oh, I'm really sick. And I said, oh, Jesus, please help me. Please, Lord, help me. Please. I know you died on the cross for my sins and you suffered even more. And I'm only suffering a fraction of what you are. And I was so in pain that I had to slither on the floor like a snake. Mm. And she was watching me and she said, get the doctors. So we the hotel called the doctor, and they were so afraid that I was going to die that they wanted to ship me home before I died. And I said, no, I'm going to be okay because the house is full tonight. And she's looking at me. She said, Carol, you're close to death. And I said, no, I'm not going to die. The Lord is going to heal me. And one arm was, you know, in a sling. The doctor put my arm in a sling. And she said, how are you going to get through Friday night? And I said, you're going to stand in the back and hold your arm out and pray for me. She said, for you. She said, I don't know how to pray. I said, you're going to pray for me because I need that help. And she did. And I went through that whole Friday night where the room was packed. I played the piano with my arm in a sling, and I sang and I danced, and I never looked back. And, you know, she became a Christian out of that.
Well, the Lord certainly uses...
Isn't that amazing?
Well, he uses ways that, you know...
She stopped smoking, too.
How can you foresee? We just... Life is so dynamic. We have to make quick decisions. You made a quick decision. Asking someone to pray who you knew didn't even know the Lord, but somehow God... He's going to use her.
She had her hand out in the back of the room by the guy who was using the spotlight.
It.
And
I
she was
it.
Praying for me.
I think the Lord has a real gleam in his eye for someone like you.
He's a comedian, that's for sure.
A special squint because of your faith. That's a quality, that's a gift that you have. And we're going to take a quick break right now. We're talking with Carol Kai. And she is graciously sharing with us her journey of faith, her journey of leadership, of life. And you know what? Life is not always, especially if you're going to follow the Lord and follow his lead. Sometimes we're in, maybe more often than we want, we find ourselves in situations where we could either let the circumstance cause us to crumble, or we can allow it and take it and say, God, you're using this to strengthen me. And maybe at this very moment, you're at that crossroads. And we're here to resonate in such a way to remind you, God wants to make you stronger, and he will. Will you let him?
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Her motivation and inspiration comes from her mother, Ethel, whose lifetime desire was to help others. She's an entertainer, dedicated volunteer, businesswoman, promoter, extraordinaire, community leader, and loyal friend. Carol Kai Onoe has led a very fulfilling life, and she thanks her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing her, enabling her to live the life that she's lived. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing that you're with us today. If you're tuning in right now, want to get this show in its entirety, I think you will be blessed beyond measure. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get the podcast for free. That and other resources, they're at thegoodlifehawaii.com. To find out more about Carol and the Great Aloha Run, go to greataloharun.com. You can find out more, get your information there, register for the next event. Again, greataloharun.com. Carol, what has been rewarding to you in seeing the Great Aloha Run grow to become what it is today?
Well, to answer that, I need to go back to the fact that I have made some real bad choices in my life. And I think the Lord being with me and helping me out of my bad choices and me learning from it has helped me to stay with the Great Aloha Run and pray for its success, because I had a bad marriage. This is my third marriage, and this is the my third marriage to my husband Eddie is the one I should have gotten married in, but when we were high school sweethearts. And on graduation night from his high school, he broke up with me when I thought he was going to marry me. And so I ended up marrying a fellow from Canada. And he was a very nice person, but wrong for me. And I should not have married him. I didn't want to marry him. But every time I told somebody, I don't think I want to get married. Not that he wasn't a nice person. They'd say, "What? You mean I came all this way to see you get married and you're not going to marry him?" And I went, "Oh, okay. And this happened three times. And so I ended up marrying him for the wrong reason. And that lasted a year. And then, thank God, we're still friends. And then the second marriage, I just made a wrong decision and I got married and I was very unhappy living in California. But the blessing was that I connected with Pastor Ralph Moore. He was the head of a huge church in Redondo Beach. And I started going there. And he gave me a vision. He said, "Carol, I have a vision of a place. I know it's in Hawaii. It's sitting on top of a bluff overlooking a bay. And trees all over it, and the Lord wants me to go there." I said, "That's Kaneohe." And he said, "Kaneohe?" And by golly, he came here, and he started Hope Chapel. And so I said, "You need to do that." But out of my misery in my second marriage, I connected with Pastor Moore, so that was a blessing. And when I came back to Hawaii after I got divorced, that's when I started, trying to make better decisions for my life. Mm-hmm. And I reconnected with my husband, with my friend who became my husband 27 years after high school. And I'm very blessed.
What lessons has the Lord taught you through those times when you made those bad choices?
That seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I didn't make good choices because I didn't seek the Lord. I just made it out of a a whim, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was, you know, that's what I learned from it. In the Great Aloha Run, I know that it wasn't me who made the success of the Great Aloha Run. It's just that I was used to help start it with Dr. Scaff, and everything has been kind of a blur. And I'm still learning lessons now, on how to work with people and how to be, more open in my communication with people. And so that's why I'm still, you know, working to better myself with the help of the Great Aloha Run.
A lifetime of experiences, some of them very rough, but you've become stronger and wiser still by the grace of God. What would you say, Carol, to somebody who, you know, is either living a self-directed life? They don't consult with the Lord, but not just, maybe I shouldn't have used that word. They don't pray. They don't seek the Lord. They don't ask the Lord for his guidance to live a God-directed life. But what would you say to someone who is there having to make a decision at this particular time in their life right now? Or in somebody who may have made a number of blunders in the past and want to get their life back on track again, what would you say to them?
As long as you have life in your body, you can overcome your blunders, because life is blunders and learning from the blunders. And what I learned in the last couple of years is that I need to get into the Word of God. And so from New Hope, I got this series of day-to-day, you know, through the year, a day, every day through the year. And I use that as my guide. And every morning I start off by thanking God for him being almighty, omniscient, omnipotent, ubiquitous, and creator of this universe. And I start off by letting him know that I know how great he is. Mm. Not just great for me, but how great he is. Because if you think of God as putting the whole world, the planet Earth, in the palm of his hand, and being able to see every person on this earth, and see into their minds, know what they're thinking, and yet saying, I'm going to let you make your own decisions. If you can see God as that great, then no matter what you ask him, and if you ask him with a sincere heart, he will somehow, either through scripture or just asking him, he will help you find a way. And that's what I've learned, that you have to think of God as an awesome, almighty, all-powerful God, just a God to be feared. Mm-hmm. And the word fear is really reverence.
Yes.
And so if you look at him that way, he can do anything for you. And then you look at Jesus and let him know that he is your counselor, he's your redeemer, he's your savior, and he's the love, you know. He's the incarnate love. And you have that, you have the awesome God, and you have the almighty Jesus, who has nothing but love, and who are actually one and the same. Then you've got the whole package to turn to. Hmm. And with them, how can you fail?
Well, there you have it. A word of encouragement, a word of hope. Not just great-sounding platitudes, but a calling, really, to turn to Christ and enter into a relationship with Almighty God through him who loved you and died on the cross for your sins, mine, Carol's. And you can have all your wrongs made right by putting your trust in the finished work of Christ. Put your trust in the Lord himself. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, some final thoughts and reflections from Carol Kai, who has lived a full life of excitement and joys and sorrows, times when things have been very, very difficult. And then even at those moments, she has seen the Lord intervene, and she has felt the Lord's presence. When we come back from our break, this time, you know, it isn't often that we can kind of talk story with a person like Carol Kai, who comes in and shares her heart with us in this way, so openly, with simplicity and with clarity. You know, God sent her here to be in studio today. She's prayed that God would lead her what to say. And I believe that as she speaks, the Lord ministers to your heart. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
A household name in Hawaii, Carol Kai. Her last stage performances were with the wildly popular Local Divas. It included the late Loyal Garner and, of course, Nohelani Cipriano and Melveen Lead. The Local Divas recently performed to a sold-out audience at the Hilton Hawaiian Village Coral Ballroom on New Year's Eve, ringing in 2012. Carol Kai is in studio with me today, heart-to-heart sharing, as we typically do at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And it's a blessing that you're with us. You're in for a real treat in these closing moments, these moments of reflection of life and faith from Carol Kai. To find out more, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. To learn more about Carol and the Great Aloha Run, go to greatalohorun.com. Again, greatalohorun.com. Carol.
Yes.
You have, I'm sure, you know, as you talked about some of the struggles and the challenges, it has been rewarding for you to be in the place that you are. But throughout our time together today, I couldn't help but sense a very deep welling up of gratitude for God, for God's grace on you, your husband Eddie, and the endeavors, the enterprises that you've been involved with, the charitable work that you've been involved with. What goes on in your heart when you think about the grace and the gratitude for God?
Well, Lord laid it in my heart to not take any monies from the Great Aloha Run, that it really had to be a commitment to letting people know that I'm putting my mouth where my money where my mouth is at. So I took a leap of faith, and all I make is gas money for you know, traveling around. But it, you know, I just believe that that's what he wanted me to do, and to let him take care of me. And the person that he chose to let take care of me is my husband, because mm-hmm. God has blessed him and his business so much that I don't have to worry about working. And that was not always the case. And so, you know, I believe in my heart that if you trust in the Lord, and even Eddie says that, you know, God has blessed me because he needed to bless you. and but that doesn't mean that I'm a good person. I make some really bad mistakes sometimes. I get people angry at me because, you know, your personality is your personality. And but what you have is that you have God's forgiveness. That's why it's important to ask God's forgiveness every single day, because during the day or during the week, you're going to make some blunders and you're going to say things to people you want to take back. And you're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. Only Jesus was perfect. And just if you remember that, I mean, because a lot of people, they look at Christians and they said, well, I know that person. He did this and she did this. And well, we're not perfect. We're just forgiven. And if you remember that, then, and you remember to ask for God's forgiveness. Because in Ephesians, it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth except what is used to helping others and so they may be built up. Well, I don't always follow that, but I say that in my head every day so that I can get better at it. And when I do blunder, I go, oh, I'm so sorry. And it says, do not be, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, and every form of malice. Be kind and considerate and forgiving each other just as God forgave you. If you can remember scriptures like that, that'll help you during the day, and it helps you to go, uh-oh, you know, because you need Jiminy Crickets, uh-ohs, and you use that through.
Carol, we have a couple minutes left. Could you lead in a prayer for somebody who, pray for someone who is at the crossroads of life, they have to make a decision, or for a person who has made some poor decisions in the past and they're wondering if they could have a better life, things could change in the future. Basically, people who need hope. Could you pray?
Yes.
Please.
Dear Lord, Almighty God, gracious God, creator of the universe, creator of the galaxy, you are so big and so awesome. And all of us need to remember that. And I just pray for those who are searching for answers. And I pray for those who have found that they're out at the bottom of the heap. And maybe this is your way, Lord, of showing them that they need to look up to you and to ask you for the help and the love that you only can give them. And I just pray that they will reach out to you and start going into your word, because your word is so full of hope and promise, and it gives people the sense that you're so awesome, Lord, And I just pray that they will begin to seek the Bible and pray to you, just saying, I'm a sinner, Lord. I've made mistakes. And please help me. And Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. And that may I have some of that love that you've shared with everybody. Just may I feel that. I pray, Lord, that if they do that, I know, even though God will may take away everything you have, you can always start from the bottom. I know, because I've done it. And Lord, I just thank you for your mercy and grace and for giving us this time together. I pray that you bless Danny Yamashiro and his ministry. And I pray that you bless Salem Media too. And as we go through this very trying time in this world, but those of you out there who need your hope and touch, know that you just have to ask. I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Carol, thank you. It's been a real blessing to have you with us today. Find out more, greataloharun.com. A lot to look forward to in the days ahead, and you have brought a spirit of grace and vibrancy in the studio, and I know it just transmits to the radio waves and the internet. Carol Kai, a big mahalo to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, and aloha, everybody. Join the Great Aloha Run.
Yes, yes, indeed. Again, greataloharun.com. I hope that you've been encouraged, inspired by the heart-to-heart sharing today from Carol Kai. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, my friend, this is the perfect moment, just as Carol said, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. We've got something special for you there. To help us with your financial support and make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Partners. Matthew 10:45, Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and give his life as a ransom for many." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Carol Kai. Find out more at greataloharun.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.